I used to love staying up till New Year's on New Year's Eve. And now my children have to force me to.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
This year, I have some simple New Year's resolutions. I resolve to think twice before pushing reply all in response to emails. I plan on lifting the barbecue lid before lighting the barbecue, and that way, I'm going to have my eyebrows all year long. It's been quite a year at the Calloway House. We have doubled the number of our grandchildren with the promise of more arriving this coming year. I don't think I've ever felt the need to pray like I have lately. I mean, what if these grandkids turn out like me? I thought my name was Cut It Out when I was a kid. Now, how about you? Do you find yourself saying, if God doesn't show up, I'm toast? When we face a new year, worry and anxiety can move to the surface faster than a toupee in a windstorm. Does God care? Does he answer prayer? It was New Year's Eve. The director of a New York food bank picked up the phone. An old woman had called. I've always loved the annual New Year's dinner at the food bank, she said. But I'm too sick to go anywhere this year. I'm alone. I have no money and no one to pick anything up for me. It's too much to ask, I know, but could someone bring me some food? The food bank director found herself saying, yes. In fact, I'll bring New Year's dinner to you myself. The old woman thanked the director, then laughed and said, will there be any sweet potatoes on the menu? No, said the director. We depend on donated food. No sweet potatoes have been donated. Well, that's fine, the old woman said, laughing. When I was a little girl, we always had sweet potatoes at New Year's. It's been a tradition throughout my life. I had a bit of a craving, I guess. Then she laughed again. I'll pray that the food bank receives a donation of sweet potatoes. The director smiled and hung up the phone. She decided to get in her car, drive to the grocery store, and buy that sweet woman a sweet potato. She would cook it and bring it along with dinner. But reaching the parking lot, she found that her car was blocked by a large delivery truck. Irritated, she said to the driver, you can't park here. I need to move my car. The driver said, I'm so sorry. I haven't been to the food bank before. I didn't know where to park. I have a load of sweet potatoes. The director of the food bank leaned forward. You what? Well, the driver apologized. They're just small and knobby. The grocery stores don't want them. Customers prefer big, plump sweet potatoes this time of year. We thought you could use them. The food bank director's grin was as wide as her eyes. How many do you have? She asked. The driver apologized again. Only about 100 bushels. Is that enough? The director couldn't get back to her office fast enough. She was laughing when she called the old woman. I have some great news, she said. Someone brought sweet potatoes. We have more than we can possibly cook. Please do me a favor. Stop praying. Well, the two laughed together. And then the old woman said, I sure hope they're the small kind. I've never liked those great big plump ones. Now, I'm not guaranteeing sweet potatoes, but God listens to those he loves. He knows our every need. He is worthy of our trust. Let's bring our concerns to him every day this year. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 in the Message says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. At the start of last year, I decided with all that was coming our way, the struggles and who knew what, I would make that my verse for the year. I wish for each listener God's peace, God's joy in the new year. Thanks for listening to Laugh Again. We appreciate you so much. God bless you real good.
Well, a new year is upon us, and we're excited about what God has in store for Laugh Again this year. We wanted to take a moment to reflect and thank every one of you for your generous and faithful financial support in 2017. On behalf of all of us at Laugh Again, thank you so much for your support. To contact Laugh Again, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424.